Welcome to the SpaceBusters.com interview of the Bedlam Bards. I'm the editor, Nathan E. Lilly. Hawk and Cedric began playing as the Bedlam Bards at Renaissance Festivals in 1995. In 2006, they released the first of their science fiction folk music albums, On the Drift. Since then, they've toured Renaissance fairs and science fiction conventions, performing their unique blend of Ren folk music. You can discover even more about the Bedlam Bards at www.bedlambards.com. Who are the Bedlam Bards?
Well, I'm Hawk.
I'm Cedric.
Together we are...
the Bedlam Bards.
An act of balladry.
With violins.
Raving musical lunacy.
Mental illness, set to music.
We put the fun in dysfunctional. Well, wait a minute. That got carried away there. I'm Hawk.
I'm Cedric. Yeah, that's the only rehearsed part, I promise.
Why did two Renaissance musicians get involved with the space western Firefly?
I got involved with it because this crazy guy I knew showed up at the fair one day and he had this song. Oh, that was you.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. God, how did I get involved with it? Well, I blame Allison Hannigan because years ago I was flipping channels and caught an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and I actually was just going to leave the TV on there because Allison Hannigan was very nice to look at. And, you know, the thing is, a show can have great-looking women, and I can still not stand to watch it, which is, I'm probably going to annoy people, but that's why I don't watch Charmed. The writing just didn't get enough to hold me. But Buffy blew me away. Really great show. And so by the time Firefly was advertised, I was, you know, a diehard Whedon fan. And, you know, ready to do whatever I could to see any show that he was involved with. To get back to the Renaissance part of it, why are Renaissance musicians into all that? A lot of people at Ren Fairs are really into Firefly because it's all about getting by, and that's what life as a Ren Fair performer or Ren Fair vendor is like. It's all about getting by.
How did you get involved with the Brown Coat movement?
My partner started writing the Brown Coat songs. That's pretty much how I got in it.
Yeah, that is really kind of what happened. I have to admit that I was, though I watched the show when it aired and, you know, bought the DVD and was really excited about it, I really wasn't involved with the Brown Coat movement until all of a sudden I started writing songs about Firefly, and I said, where are we going to find an audience for this? And fortunately, the Brown Coat movement just embraced us.
What was your first introduction to space westerns?
Star Wars?
You know, yeah, maybe.
Was Battlestar Galactica before Star Wars? It was after it.
Yeah, it was after, yeah.
It pretty much had to be Star Wars then.
Yeah, I remember going to see that, and afterwards my dad said very scornfully, "That's just a western in space." And I was like, oh my God, my life has changed. He never did like Star Wars. If you don't count Star Wars, there was this show that Joss Whedon did that was like a space western thing. Yeah, that was it.
What was your first introduction to Firefly?
I've already told you my first introduction.
I was tuning in, you know, while it was on the air, and I wasn't totally convinced right off the bat. I saw the previews, and I said, this looks interesting. You know, it's from Joss Whedon. It's either going to be brilliant, or somehow it's just not going to do it. You know, I really, you know, the jury was out pretty much until I saw Shindig. There were all sorts of things in that episode I loved, and the cows at the end just did it for me. That was where I said, yeah, okay, that's incredible.
What do you think the attraction is to space westerns?
I don't know so much that it's a space... Well, I guess in a roundabout way, the majority of the space shows out there are space westerns. So, it's... I mean, cowboys, okay? In space! I mean, what more...
Yeah, well, I mean, you're looking at a frontier, and, you know, an awful lot of the American experience is about remembering that frontier, you know, and likewise, you know, the Australian experience,
Outback.
You know, the Outback, and which is not just a steakhouse, apparently. Who knew? Yeah. But I think it's that appeal of looking at a new frontier. And that's why space and Western, even though they seem so different, are a pretty good mix.
Do you perform at many Brown Coat events?
A couple years ago, we had hardly done any.
Yeah.
But, I mean, since then, oh my God, we have... I've been to so many Brown Coat functions now, I hardly can keep track of them all.
Yeah, we seem to make quite a few of them. And a few of them we make happen because we're going to be there. We went on tour last April and played 7 concerts doing that. And it was really neat because we've gotten to where we know Brown Coats in all kinds of different areas. And so, you know, when we show up here, there's Brown Coats who already know us. It's great.
We show up there, they're Brown Coats who already know us.
Yeah.
You've written a lot of verse-themed songs. Which are your favorites?
You know, that's like, yeah, hey, they put it on our badge here. I figured that out. All the other badges list a town, and ours says On the Drift.
Well, that's our town.
I guess it is. Is that the crappy town where we're heroes? I don't know.
Yeah.
On the Drift is definitely a favorite.
Simon's song is pretty much a favorite, too.
Yeah, the...
Simon's song.
Yeah.
Parentheses, Kaylee.
And there's this other one that it's been stuck in my head all week since I wrote it on Sunday night, that very few people know about yet, so you're getting a scoop. It's called Freedom Costs, and it's an anthem for the 76th Independent Battalion. So I think that's one of my favorites now.
Oh, but that's just drawn on the fact that the newest one is the favorite.
Well, sure.
As opposed to the goodest one.
I think it's good.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't good. I just said it might not be the goodest.
We'll find out if anybody else thinks it's good.
It's a good one. It'll work.
Can you let me in on any exclusive information, unknown insights, or trade secrets?
Well, we wrote the song this week. I was having lunch with Josh the other day. And he said, look, we really can't let this out unless you happen to be doing an interview for a podcast, but it's green lighted. We're doing the trilogy, and after that, I don't go have lunch with Joss. I don't know any trade secrets. And please, if you're listening, don't email me in hopes that I can get a message to Joss Whedon, because I can't. I've never met the man. He probably doesn't know who we are.
I'm not even sure he's got it on the drift yet.
Yeah, we've given some to people that take to him, so we hope that he has one. We hope that he secretly likes it, but he's never acknowledged us. Do we have any... We know who put Serenity in the Battlestar Galactica miniseries. We know the name of the person. He admitted it last weekend.
But I'm not sure we should be telling people who that guy is.
We probably shouldn't tell them that the other guest at the Lone Star Shindig at FinCon 2007 was the special effects artist from Zoic who did that. They have it on, they recorded it there. He admitted to it. So, but no, God, we don't have any cool trade secrets.
What can we expect to see from you in the near future?
Well, we've
got a few more things that have been waiting for a while to get done. Those, as they're completed, we're going to be working on another sci-fi, partial Firefly, partial Battlestar Galactica, and anything else we can come up with to make it into the filking.
Yeah, to just expand a little bit our fan base with the sci-fi fans and get some of those other Firefly songs out there. But, Hawk, there's also this other really cool thing that we're going to release within the next few months.
Oh, that's old news. I've been telling people for 5 years I'm going to put out a CD. And I've been working on one for about 5 years now. And man, it's close.
It's so close.
I've been told, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've been told that I will have a copy of it put in my hand to be able to send Cedric off to get it mastered.
Yeah, very soon. Very soon, like this coming week. And that's going to be called Hawk Out of the Nest. And it's
which is pretty much a compilation of songs I really love. Ordinarily, you might think I would put a Renaissance album out or a Firefly. I'm just, anything I like is on my CD. And I like a lot of things. Okay, there's a few things I like that's not going to be on that CD.
Well, you know, laws and all that stuff. Yeah.
I could call her up, but I'm thinking she's going to turn me down.